All right, listen, Levi. We, you know, the only Supercross you ever able to win were Triple Crowns. Cross it off, man. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good to finally get a normal win.
You were on it all day. Look, hometown race, we get it. You did well. That's in the heat last year. So we get it. But I don't know, man. I think it was more than just the hometown boost for you. I think you did the work on the off week. And I don't know. You made a statement, I think.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I just felt I finally – I was telling just everybody, my mom, dad, and my girlfriend and stuff, like, I needed to – I knew if I rode to my full potential, I could do something like that. And I felt like I haven't quite rode to my full potential yet. And I knew with the track breaking down, like, I'm a pretty technical rider. And, man, it just all clicked. Like, it felt fairly easy for me. So
Yeah, it's weird to say, like, a win is easy, but I agree, yeah. Right? It looked really – I barely watched you cause in the main. I'm like, he's gone. What's your biggest thing? Was it lappers or was it lions?
Lappers, dude. Lappers, we're fucking chaotic. Yeah. Like, dude.
Yeah, they're hanging on out there.
Oh, I know. And you can't do anything about it. I mean, they're racing their race. And when it's rutted like that, you just don't know where they're going to go. Yeah. Like, they could cross right in.
Yeah. So I mean, rolled the finish line one lap.
Oh, yeah. I screamed at him. I feel bad. I don't even know what I said to him. But, yeah, he couldn't do anything. And, yeah. I mean, it felt like I gave so many chances to lose that main. So then at the end, when I realized I, like, won by that much, I was like, well, at least I was fine either way. But in a normal race.
You kind of didn't know the gap you had?
No, the team did a good job. Like, I'm glad they didn't give me a big gap, like, on the pit board like that, because then your mind can start playing games with you. So yeah. I don't know. I thought somebody was – I just kept telling myself that somebody was close the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What's it like lapping Jordan Smith? Like, I mean, look, he's a good dude, and you never want to see that. But at some point, you're like, oh, look at that.
I honestly didn't even think about that until, like, an hour after the race.
Oh, okay.
I was like, man, like, as a point – I forget about the points in this situation. You know, I just feel like it's another race. But, yeah, in that terms, I'm really glad he's okay, obviously. But, man, that's like – it's crazy that, you know, for him, I don't know what he ended up, but, yeah, shitty deal for him. But I don't know. It helps me, obviously.
Look, Mitch Payton's got both red plates. He's over. He's cracking jokes. He's making fun of me. Life's good for Mitch Payton right now. You and Cam got the red.
Yeah, it's been a long time for him, I think. So hopefully he's proud of us. And, yeah, he's been doing a great job. He's probably drinking a beer right now, but...
I have a source deep in the Kitchen family that told me you didn't realize St. Louis was a West race.
No, I actually thought I planned on going to the beach next weekend just to chill.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, hey, you got a race next weekend. So I got to book a flight still, which I always wait till the last minute and it screws me. But yeah, I guess we're racing next weekend.
Yeah. Well, hey. Congratulations. Dominating win in the hometown. It's got to feel great. Good job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.